We're going to hear now about a band that embarked on an adventure you might call extreme music making. It starts with the fact that members of the Danish band Efterklang are obsessed with sound, with finding it and manipulating it. They've made four albums over the last 10 years and gained fans around the world. NPR's Jacob Gantz has the story of the lengths they went to in producing their latest album.
Efterklang could have gone into a studio to record Pyramida, but the band has done that already. Instead, its members, Mads Brauer, Kasper Clausen, and Rasmus Stolberg, decided to travel to an island more than 400 miles north of the farthest northern point in mainland Europe.
It's a territory controlled by Norway, but it's not really Norway.
That's Rasmus Stolberg.
Svalbard is an Arctic island. It's about 1.5 hours with the airplane north of Norway.
Hein Bjerk is an anthropologist in Norway. For 3 years in the late 1990s, he lived in Svalbard. When he first visited Pyramida, named for the pyramid-shaped mountain that looms above it, the town was an active Russian mining colony.
At the time, it was close to 500 inhabitants in the settlement.
Now, there are none. In 1998, the Russians abandoned it. That's exactly why, a dozen years later, the members of Efterklang wanted to record there, says lead singer Kasper Clausen.
This place was quite optimal because we could kind of record a city without people in it. You can go to any other city and try and record, but there would always be some kind of sounds you're not in control of in the background.
Getting to Pyramida wasn't easy. They had to pack all the gear they'd need to record in the abandoned town. The hour-and-a-half plane ride was followed by 3 hours in a boat crossing stormy Arctic waters.
Sitting in a boat like that with all of our equipment, going to this ghost town, not having written one song yet, everything felt so new and fresh and without direction. So in that sense, it was a scary trip in many ways, I think.
Once they got there, there was nothing to do but wander, collect sounds, and worry about polar bear attacks. One of the reasons for taking the trip, Rasmus Stolberg says, was hearing that the world's northernmost grand piano still sits in Pyramida's empty concert hall. But most of the instruments the band found weren't designed to be played by musicians.
When you're up there for 9 days, you get to hit on a lot of metal. You get a lot of rusty metal sounds.
They banged on corrugated metal siding, lamps, a tiny shed made of glass bottles. They recorded their footsteps on a boardwalk. They found a fuel tank covered in spikes, each of which made a different tone when it was struck. Once they figured these tones out, they could play the tank like a real instrument. That spiky fuel tank was musical by itself, but much of the sound that came from Pyramida had to be treated in some way, taken apart and reassembled. Fortunately, that kind of thing is built into the band's process, and even its name. The word Efterklang actually means reverberation in Danish, the sound, say, a piano makes, not when the hammer strikes the string, but all the sound after the strike itself, the sound of that ping reverberating in the air. Efterklang, after, sound, that after sound, reverberation, turns out to be a crucial part of making new sounds out of old ones, of turning dinky noises into widescreen music. Here's how Mads Brauer turned those noises into elements of one finished song called Sedna. The musician started with enormous empty fuel tanks.
On the top of them, you could climb up them. There's this valve, and if you hit that with a mallet, it almost sounds like a vibraphone.
Brauer then lowered a microphone down through that valve to capture the sound of the reverberation inside the tank.
If you kind of freeze that sound, like freeze the decay, you get this sustained note, and it will kind of loop back and forward, so you have a little movement in the sound.
Brauer combined that looped decay with the sound of the decay from a piano. The end result sounded something like an organ. Then he programmed a keyboard to shift the pitch of that composite sound so it could actually be played, like an organ. Then the group composed the song around these sounds.
Your way, tipping me over, darkest woman taking off,
The finished songs bring up a question. When you listen to the album, you don't hear the abandoned town. So why was it so important to make the journey there for sounds that might be a huge part of a song but are basically indiscernible to the average listener?
It's not a documentation of the place, it's just where we started, and it's the whole inspiration point of it is in a way just as important as the sound that we recorded.
It was about being there, says Mads Brauer, in this place that was once full of life. Anthropologist Hein Bjerk says the Russians who lived there had good lives. There was a greenhouse, a heated swimming pool, and that concert hall. More than a decade after it was abandoned, Bjerk went back to Pyramida for a book about the town called Persistent Memories. He says you could see the remnants of a life of longing still hanging on the walls of the empty homes.
There were many pictures of things that were lacking up there. Dogs and cats, and of course all their family that they're missing. Also typical is this abundance of maps and pictures of airplanes, and also calendars where you can see they were counting down the days in this two-year-long period.
The members of Efter Klang stepped into this place with only one thing worked out. They were starting together from zero. No songs, no structure, no album. Here's singer Kasper Clausen.
We had a trip together, the three of us. We started this off with an adventure to kind of formulate a starting point. And we found a lot of sounds, but we also sharpened our senses. I think that was the most important about it.
Sharpened senses to locate and carefully preserve the echoes of a slowly decaying city. Now, like the town itself, Efter Klang's album, Pyramida, is an artifact of a place and a moment that was once creative and thriving, and now frozen in time. Jacob Gans, NPR News.
You can hear songs from that new album and see images of Efter Klang in the Arctic ghost town at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.